it feels good fun to get back out there?
It's a joy to be back on the field with my teammates. Just real thankful to be back out there and back to football and having fun again.
How difficult is it to sit there and watch, and you know the grind and the process of building a team, and to have to be forced to watch it from the sidelines couldn't have been pleasant?
It was very tough. You know, very frustrating, and, you know, a lot of emotions that come along with that. But, you know, I just thank God for bringing me to this point and allowing me to get back on the field today.
Did you have an idea that it was going to be a little bit, as the offseason played out, that maybe when it was time to start camp, I might not be ready to go full go?
I can't get into the details of that, but I feel like I've really been in good hands here with the medical staff. They've taken great care of me, and I'm just trying to work hard. I got a lot of ground to make up and get even with the other guys, so I'm just trying to work hard and get myself back into playing shape.
So how did they look at through your eyes? I know you've got a chance to watch. How do they look to you?
You know, we still got a lot of work to do. You know, we've had a few good practices and trying to put together some good things and some consistency here, but we haven't gone against an opponent yet. We haven't played one game yet, so we're still a long ways off.
How excited are you to leave here and kind of get a little bit of practice against the Washington Redskins?
I know the guys are looking forward to getting the chance to go down there and compete, and when you work in those type of settings, usually they're very beneficial. So it'll be good for our team to get a look against some really good competition, which should be a well-coached, young, explosive football team, and we look forward to that opportunity.
Hey, talk about catching up. Do you ever feel some pressure to maybe, you know, jump ahead too early? Is it tough to not overexert yourself and maybe do more than you feel like you should be doing?
There's definitely a balance that you have to maintain there, and I think that's why it was important for me to rely on the training staff, and you know, they know what's best for me even when I don't. That's what they're trained and paid to do. So I just have to listen and try to do what I can when I can and go from there.
Now, what do you you've been through a few of these now joint practice sessions, because it seems like those really taken to these the last few years. What do they bring that maybe a normal practice doesn't?
I think the level of competition is extremely high. Obviously, it's high once we go against one another, but you're getting a chance to compete against guys that you don't see on a daily basis. You get a chance to try certain things that maybe the guy on your own team has seen 100 times. So schemes are different, personnel, like I said. So just that competition, you get a chance to really go out there and gauge where you are as an individual and gauge where you are as a team and see what you need to work on.